Brick Moon Fiction presents a preview of our five-part series, Animalcules, written by Stephanie Jessup.
Part 1. Digs. I need a one-way ticket to... He scanned the departure boards again. Austin or Orlando, whichever's cheaper. The gate agent typed something into her computer. Which one is cheaper will depend on your departure date. Today, this morning, ideally. But if there's something cheaper in the afternoon, I'll wait. The gate agent frowned. I'm sorry, can I see your ID again, please? It took Fee a few moments to fish her wallet out of her shoulder bag. This is my third flight in 2 days. I think my brain is getting mushy from it. My head feels fuzzy, you know what I mean? Yes, ma'am. Are you traveling on business? No. It's more of a... Well, it's kind of personal. Does it matter? No, ma'am. The gate agent handed Fee's ID back and then turned to her computer and typed. There's an availability on a flight to Austin at 11:15, and there's a few seats still open on a flight to Orlando at 3:20. Are they the same price? Because you're purchasing your ticket on the day of travel, it'll be $545 for Austin or $728 for Orlando. Fee pulled her credit card out of her wallet. Austin it is. The flight was stuffy, crowded, and seemingly eternal. Fee wanted to sleep, but the nagging worry kept her from it. What if they somehow knew where she was? What if they had some way of following her? It was impossible, but... First time flying? The middle-aged woman next to her in the window seat was eyeing Fee over her laptop. No. Why? You seem nervous. The woman tapped at the laptop's touchpad. I thought you must be afraid of flying. No. I've actually been flying a lot lately. She looked at Fee's tattered jeans and wrinkled t-shirt with an amused look. Business? Not really. I decided to relocate. I just haven't found the right place yet. That wasn't exactly a lie. You'll like Austin. It's lovely. I hope so. And weird. Weird? The hairs on Fee's arms stood up. Weird how? Weird was the last thing she wanted now. The woman smiled at her warmly. In a good way. Oh, I was just... Never mind. The woman shrugged. Is it like, supernatural weird? What? Fee fidgeted with her hands. I mean, like, are there any unexplainable, There had to be a sane-sounding way to ask this. You mean ghosts? No, not ghost. Just like, you know, anything unexplainable? There are unexplainable things everywhere. The man in front of Fee turned to peer between the seat backs at her. She could only see part of his face, enough to see that he was older and sporting overgrown gray eyebrows.
You mean like the chupacabra?
No. Well, more like that. But no. The woman shut her laptop and looked at Fee with greater interest. More like it how? Well, animals, I guess.
Like Bigfoot?
Like a smart animal that can, do things. The older man shifted around to face her better.
Well, where I grew up in Louisiana, there was a little town called Kerber, about 20-minute drive from our house. Used to go there to buy groceries because the store was nicer.
He raised himself up to look at her over the back of the seat. His bushy brow furrowed in earnest.
I went back there when my brother died 3 years ago, and you know what? There is no Kerber.
Was it the hurricane? He snorted.
Nah. It wasn't messed up. It just wasn't there. And no one but me had ever heard of it. No one but me noticed anything odd, and no one wanted to discuss it with me. So to answer your question, yes, there are. He gave Fee a meaningful nod, turned, and sat back down in his seat. The woman beside Fee chuckled and opened her laptop back up. I don't see what that's got to do with Bigfoot. Fee felt her skin prickle all over. She stood up suddenly and pushed past the woman beside her, half climbing over her. Excuse me, sorry. She rushed down the hall to the bathroom and locked herself in. Leaning against the door, she realized her hands were shaking and she was breathing rapidly. Calm down, she told herself out loud. He was trying to freak you out. He thought he was being funny. Old men are just weird. He just made that up. It wasn't even about them. No, it hadn't been about them. And they weren't here now. She had escaped. Everything was going to be okay. They would never find her again. She repeated these things to herself until her hand stopped shaking and she felt calmer. By the time she got back to her seat, the old man had fallen asleep. She figured she had enough left on her credit card balance to rent a car and then get to a motel room somewhere. She knew she should be thinking further ahead than that, but she had gotten through the past few days by staying focused on a single goal, escape. That was all that mattered. Everything else would come later. When the flight landed, she shuffled after the crowd to the luggage carousels. She had packed two suitcases. One of them eventually appeared, easily spotted due to the duct tape patchwork holding it together since Ripper and Taper had had their way with it last week. The other suitcase never appeared. Filing a lost luggage claim was beyond the comprehension of her travel-fatigued brain. With a resigned shrug, she wheeled the one she had in the direction of the nearest car rental kiosk. She drove in a random direction out of town. Often she found herself checking the rearview mirror looking for them. She knew it was ridiculous. They couldn't possibly be following her, couldn't possibly know where she was. She hadn't even known herself where she was going. When she had half a tank of gas left, she started looking for a motel. For a moment, she thought about looking for something away from the highway before realizing how ridiculous that was. They couldn't possibly know where she was. She barely knew herself. It was impossible. She found a motel with the word discount plastered all over its walls and roof and pulled into the parking lot. The man at the front desk spoke with a thick accent she couldn't place.
So you know this is not five-star hotel.
She pulled out her wallet and nodded.
We no have room service.
I understand.
You no can watch cable TV until tomorrow. We pay cable bill in morning.
Okay. I'm probably just gonna sleep anyway.
What's your step on stairs? Someone throw marbles.
The hairs on the back of her neck stood up.
No, it couldn't be.
Kids?
No Sihu, no kids in hotel. May break her nose when she fall. Very funny, but what's your step?
He scanned her card and waited with a suspicious look for the word approved to appear before handing it back.
Why you handshake?
I'm just tired.
No sell drugs in hotel. Wife no like it. If you sell in parking lot, it's 20% off top.
Fee stuffed her wallet back in her bag. He handed her a key attached to a cracked and stained tag with the room number written in permanent marker.
His room is not bad. It's next to pool.
Her room was indeed mere feet away from the moldy, half-empty swimming pool. A tall, balding, shirtless man was pacing back and forth nearby, muttering to himself. She caught the word bendy repeated a few times and something that sounded like, not going back, can't make me. Fee avoided eye contact with him. She had trouble getting the worn and slightly bent key into the lock. Then it wouldn't turn. She struggled with it, twisting at it, but succeeding more in hurting her fingers than turning the key. Behind her, the muttering guy's voice became louder.
He was getting closer.
It's all bendy there, everything. You know what I'm saying?
V turned and found herself backing against the door, and he approached yelling with increasing manic urgency.
It's gonna be bendy here if we're not careful.
The door suddenly swung open and inward. A barrage of a dozen marbles shot out from inside the room between her feet toward the muttering guy.
Nothing stays in place. Nothing stays in place.
He stepped on a marble and face planted onto the cement. V ducked into the room and reached for the doorknob to shut it, but a cat-sized creature beat her to it, balancing itself as it gripped the knob with all four paws. Its gray and white mottled fur framed a wrinkled face with big, black baby eyes. It winked at her, released the doorknob and landed on the carpet, kicking the door shut on its way down. V sighed.
Hello, Schatz.
The creature tilted its head at her and squinted its eyes in what might have been a smile. Two other similar creatures sat beside it on the dingy green motel carpet. Unlox was a little larger than Schatz, with white and brown stripes. Marbles was smaller and gray with a barrel-like belly. She looked around. Black eyes and furry faces met her from every corner of the room. They were all here. All 14 of them. She hadn't escaped them at all. They had been waiting for her. Marvel spat a marble across the room. Hydes picked it up and disappeared with it. Defeated, V flopped down on the motel bed and stared at the ceiling. That night, V lay awake thinking. She had been a fool to think that she could simply run away from them. She couldn't imagine how they had known where she was or how they had managed to get across the country on their own. But it didn't matter. They had first appeared in her life 3 weeks ago. She'd woken up as usual and gone to take a shower before work. She'd gotten out and gone to her closet to grab a shirt. When she turned back around, there they were. 14 strange, furry creatures sitting in her bedroom, all looking at her expectantly. When she dropped the shirt in astonishment, one of the creatures darted over suddenly, sat at her feet, and proceeded to fold the shirt very neatly with its fat little paws. This had shocked her as much as the creature's sudden appearance. Folds, as she had since come to call the thing, looked up at her and blinked. They were not threatening. They were cute for the most part. Even if Unlox and Shuts were both wrinkled like pugs, and Sparky had floppy ears with strange green tufts of fur sticking out. But strange little creatures don't just suddenly appear in bedrooms and start folding a person's clothes. Not knowing what else to do, she reached for her cell phone.
911, what's your emergency?
There are creatures in my house.
What sort of creatures, ma'am? Like dogs or wild animals?
They're called animalcules, V explained. I don't know why, but I just feel like that's what they're called. The word had just popped into her head. Weird. There was a short pause on the other end.
Is that a kind of dog, ma'am?
They're not dogs. I don't know how I know what they're called. One of them just folded my shirt.
Have you taken any drugs this morning, ma'am?
What? No. I was just getting ready for work, and then these creatures were just here. One of them is spinning marbles across the room now. Can you send someone?
Are you injured?
No, I'm not. I think I'm okay. It's just, they're weird. I'd like for you to send some help. A tiny voice chirped beside her. Oh my God, now they're talking. This little spotted one just said help. Animals aren't supposed to talk, but either this one is or I am really in trouble.
Ma'am, I'm not sure what you want us to do about a talking animal in your house, but there is currently an officer in your neighborhood and he will be stopping to check on you.
Okay, what should I do?
Just wait for the officer, ma'am.
After getting off the phone, Fee paced her living room. All 14 creatures followed her and sat in a neat semicircle.
See?
She found herself talking to the creatures. That right there. That's not normal. Just wait till the cops get here. The doorbell rang and Fee opened it to a fat, shaven-head cop with a sour expression on his face.
We got a call that you're having a problem?
Yes, look. She stepped back and gestured to the creatures.
What's the problem?
Look at them. He looked and rubbed the back of his neck.
What about them?
Look at them. They just appeared all of a sudden, and one of them talks. What even are they? He looked around the semicircle at each creature in turn, and then turned back to her.
Well, they're some kind of animals.
So you've seen them before? You've heard of them?
Nope. They don't look dangerous, though. Look, that one's even folding a blanket.
Fee stammered. But that's weird, right? Don't you think that's weird? Animals don't do things like that. Aren't you going to do something?
Like what? It's not illegal to fold a blanket.
He turned to go. Wait, don't leave. You can't just leave me here with these things.
What do you want me to do with them?
I don't know. Do something. They can't be here. They're weird.
Look, lady. You can't be calling the cops just because you think something is weird. Have a blessed day.
He left. One of the creatures jumped up and kicked the door shut after him. Fee decided that that one was called Shuts.
That's just a sample of part one of Animalcules. To find out what happens next and get all five parts, subscribe to Animalcules on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Animalcules is a production of Brick Moon Fiction.